Chukas Sheni, chapter 19, verse 18, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Yutches. V'lokach Ezoiv. Now we're talking about the procedure of the Parah Aduma. So a person who is clean should take an Ezoiv, should take a Hisop, V'tovel Bamayim Ish Tohir, and dip it into the water. So he's just like the ish toher is v'lokach ezov tov mayim. The ish toher, the clean person, should take the ezov and should dip it into the water. This is in addition to the ezov that we learned in pasuk vav v'lokach hakoyin etz edus v'ezov shnisolas v'ishtachatos leves apora. So then you take another ezov, you take another hisab, and you dip it into the water v'hizo al ha'oyel v'al kol ha'kelim, and then you sprinkle with that hisab, with that grass that you dip into the water, you sprinkle on the oyel, on the tent, and also on all the kelim, v'al ha'nefoshes, and on the people asher hoyusham that were in the tent. Because before we learned about a mace dying in the tent while there was kelim there, we learned aim tzomit posel olav about the klicheres that became tummy. So you have to sprinkle on the oil and on the kelim and all the souls that were there. Baal hanegeya, and also one who touches ba'etzem in the bone of a person, oy becholol, or in the slain person, oy mace, or in the corpse, or in a cover, or in the grave. Basically, the pasuk before mentioned all these things of keli and yiga basode. Talked about bachalal cherev, but here the pasuk just says bachalal bachalol, and then it says bameis, and then it said over there beetzem adam oy becover. So now he's saying that you have to sprinkle from the chatos on all these things. Pasuk yutes, v'hizo hatoher al hatomei. So the toher will sprinkle on the impure one, on the person who is tomei, b'yom hashlishi b'yom hashvi'i, on the third and on the seventh day, v'chitoi, and he will clean him b'yom hashvi'i, on the seventh day. That's when he becomes clean. V'chibes begodov, and he washes his clothing, and because his clothing are also tamei, v'rochatz b'mayim v'toyer b'orev, and he washes in water, meaning he goes to the mikveh, and he becomes clean on the evening of the seventh day. So what does it mean, v'chitoy b'yom hashvi'i, he cleans him on the seventh day? But we just said on the third and the seventh day. So Rashi, hu gmar taharosei, that's the conclusion of his purity. Chitoy means completely clean, he comes b'yom hashvi'i. Posikhov, v'ish asher yitmo v'lo yischato, and a man and a person who becomes unclean and does not clean himself, meaning he does not use the parah aduma, the efer, the mind of parah aduma, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi mitoich hakohol, so then that soul, that person, will get kodes from amongst the kohol. But the thing is, what's going to happen is, we're talking about a person goes into the mikdash. If he doesn't go into the mishkan, doesn't go into the beis hamikdash, he's not violating anything. He doesn't get kodesh, because the pasuk you see, kes mikdash Hashem timei, for he defiled, he made Hashem's tamei, may neither lo zerikolov, the sprinkling water, he didn't sprinkle on him tamei who is tamei, and he went into the mishkan. So now this is basically the same thing as we learned in the previous pasuk. Pasuk chav, no, pasuk yud gimel. It says, "V'lo yischato as mishkan Hashem timei v'nichsa nefeshim yisrael." The only difference over there, it says as mishkan Hashem timei, and here it says as mikdash Hashem timei. So over there it says loshen of the mishkan, the temporary abode. Here it says the mikdash. Zokt Rashi im nemar mikdash. If it says mikdash, lama nemar mishkan? Why does it say kes mikdash Hashem? Why does it say mishkan? Kidisa Bishvuas, as it says in Mesechta Shvuas, Daf Tezayin, Amud Beis, the Gemara explains there why we need these two psukim. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'hoysa lohem l'chukas oylam. And it shall be for them, for the Jewish people, for an eternal statue. The one who sprinkles the sprinkling water, Yechabes Begodov, he needs to wash his garment. And one who touches the sprinkling water, Yitma, the Arev, should become Tomei till the evening. So the strange thing is here, this water that touches the Tomei makes him Toyer. But the person that sprinkles the water, he himself or anybody who touches the water, becomes Tomei Arev. Umazimei Anida, Zokt Rashi over here, no, Rabbi Seinu Amru, Shamaze Toyer. Our teachers tell us that the sprinkler is Toyer. It's not like it seems in the Pasuk, that if you sprinkle it, you become Tomei. And here the Pasuk says, Umaz mei anid yechabes begodov, but the lamed, sha'anoyse mei chatos, one who carries the chatos water, tomei to mechamura, he would become a serious tumah, meaning he'll become an avatuma, letame begodim sha'olov, so that he would be metame, he would be so tomei that he can even be metame his garment. That means a serious tumah, he becomes an avatuma so that he can be metame garment. Not like a rishon l'tuma, which cannot be metamek, the can metamek eichel mashkin, but not adam v'kelim. And he can be metamek also the begodim olav. Mashe enkein b'negeya, as opposed to one who touches. So if a person is just v'negeya b'hanida, like it says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, then is yitmar ha'orev. Then he only becomes tamei ha'orev if you touch the main nida, the sprinkling water, the water of the chatos. If you carry the water of the chatos, is you become a tumah chamura, you become an avatuma. So v'zeh she'itziya b'loshen maze, and the fact that the Torah says the one that sprinkles, so we're not really talking about sprinkling, we're talking about the one that sprinkled, he carried the water too. Why does there say maze? Lo imeloch she'ino metamim achiyeh b'mshirazo, that they don't have metame until they has enough sufficient water until there's enough for hazor, which is, I don't know, what is the shir hazor? Rashi doesn't say. I mean, what's the shir hazor? We're not talking about physically, just to have it should be a little bit enough to do a little sprinkle. I don't know what Rashi means that achi hei bem shir hazor. Vanigeya, but anyways, whatever the amount of zor from the Gemara in Yomer, whatever the shir hazor, that has to be. So, the one who actually does the sprinkle himself does not become Tamer, Rashi says. So we have to understand the pasuk where it says, "Umaze mei hanido," the one that carried this, and he carried enough that is sufficient to sprinkle, to there's enough water there, then, mechabes begodov. As opposed to, "Banegebe mei hanido," if you just touch it without carrying, then you're only a tumakalo, you've only become an ava tuma. And then you do not be metame the begodim, but that's what the pasuk only says yitma, just he himself becomes tame, as opposed to mazim anida, which is also yichabes begodim. But again, going where yitma zok trashi vein ton kibus begodim does not require washing of the garments. Pasuk of base. V'choyla asher yiga boy hat tame, whatever the one who is tame touches, this we're talking about now, this tame, which tame we're talking about? The one that was tame meis, right? A person that was Tomei Meis, so everything that the Tomei who got defiled by touching a Meis, so we know that the Meis is the Avi Avois HaTumah, and the one who touched that Tomei Meis is an Avatumah. So V'choyla sheyiga boy haTomei, anything the Tomei touches, so he, since he's an Avatumah, Yitma, you can make a Tomei. V'hanefesh haNeigas, and the person that touches the mace itself. So anybody who touches the Tmei mace becomes Tomei, and the person that touches the mace becomes Tomei. Titma ad Arev. That becomes Tomei until the evening. The one that touches the Tmei mace. I'm sorry. So now we're learning whether the Tmei Meis touches another person or it touches another thing, that he will become Tomei. So Rashi, this is the key. Rashi, next Rashi, we're going to see the whole din of Avi Avos HaTumah. Titma the Arev Zok Rashi, Mikan Lomdu, the one who touches the Meis himself, he gets Tomei for 7 days, and he needs to have the sprinkling of the Mei Nida. He needs the Chatas water on the Yom HaShlishi, the Yom HaShvi, in order to become Toyer. But whoever touches the Tmei Meis himself, he would become Tomei. of Adar. So Rashi, Titmador, Mekan Lomarlu, from here we learn Shameis Avi Avi Satuma. That the Meis is Avi Avi Satuma. He's the father of the father of Tuma. Vanegeya boy Av Hatuma, and one who touches him, one who touches the Meis becomes an Av Hatuma. So we're talking here about an Av Hatuma. Chashayiga boy, Umetame Odom. This is a person who can be Metame, an Odom. Vanefesh Hanegas, to touch. Zeu Pirusha. This is the meaning according to the meaning of the pasuk and also the halachas. The Agadic translation I quoted now from the founded by the Moshe Darshan Vizel, and this is what the drasha is. So Rashi is going to go through now the psukim with the drashas of the Moshe Darshan. They should take to you the Por Aduma. They should take it to him, to Moshe Rabbeinu. They should take it. So Rashi, Mishelohem, that should be from their own, should be from their possession. That the Yidden should take from their possession, in other words, should be from their money. I don't know, what does it mean from their possession? That's part of the gifts, like of the carbon, like all the carbonists were made. What does it mean, Mishelohem, as opposed to what? As opposed to the Hegdish? What does it mean, Mishelohem? I mean, all the karbonis were brought. Who is this Shalohem? I mean, this was brought for everybody, the Por Aduma, right? It should be a collection. I mean, as opposed to what? To Moshe Rabbeinu paying for it? As opposed to, they should take to you. Dr. Rashi, from the Moshe Darshan, Shem Porkonizma Azov Le'egel, Mishalohem, just as they have removed the golden rings, the golden nose rings to the eagle from their own, kach yaviyu zula kapora. So likewise, they should bring this as an atonement, mishalohem, from their own. So they should bring to you a para aduma. A para aduma, Zokt Rashi, Marshall, this is a parable. Why is he talking about a red heifer? Now again, I'm not sure what it means, yaviyu zula kapora mishalohem, what it means from them. I mean, what, they're supposed to take, pay for it separately, like, you know, get a collection of Klal Yisroel. Over there also, it was, you know, those who wished contributed, those who didn't wish didn't contribute. So the Yidden want, and it doesn't say that everybody gave their golden, the Yidden, some Yidden wanted to give for the golden calf, and some didn't want to give L'cheira. Not everybody gave. So, I don't know, but over here, the Por Aduma, everybody needs. So I don't know how, I don't know if it said exactly the Mishalahem, you know, how it works over here. Anyways, Por Aduma, so Rashi, why is a red heifer? Why is a heifer? Why is a cow? So Rashi, Moshe leben Melech. This is a example. A Moshe leben Shivcha. It's Moshe is a son of a maidservant. Shetina paltin shel Melech. You know, she has a little son, and he makes dirty the palace of the king. Amru. So they said, Tove imoy. Let the mother come of the bay of the child with the kana chatzoy. Let her clean up the shmutz, the dirt. Kach tove poro techaper al egel. So Porah is the mother. It's the old. That's the cow. That's a mother cow of the egel, of the small young calf. So the Porah should come and atone for its mother. So that's why we have the Porah atoning for the egel. Aduma. Why is it red? So that's the reason for Porah. It's interesting. Rashi quotes Porah Aduma from the pasuk also with Aduma, even though Rashi explains Aduma separately, and there Rashi just explains the Porah. So Al Duma, the reason Al Shame, this is based on because of in Yishai Al Yudches Im Yadimu Katoilo, if they will prove to be as red as crimson, Shachet Kodri Odim, the sin is called red. Timima, so Por Aduma, that's also, so this is still forgiving for the eagle. Timima. So why does that behold Al Shame Yisrael show you Timimim Venasu Bei Balemumim? So this is to fix, because the Jews used to be whole, and they became defective after the eagle. Tovizu v'techaper aleihem. So let this cow come and atone for them. V'yachzul tamusim. So they should come back to become whole again. Now it's interesting. So part of the Por Aduma Moshel, the Tmima part, represents what they're supposed to become, right? The Aduma represents the Avedis. Shachet kor odum. So on one hand, we're representing the Avedis, so we're needing the Aduma because that represents their sin, but the Tmima represents what we want them to come, right? Otherwise, it should be not a Tmima, And then besides the fact, bichlal for the mizbeach, everything has to be tamim. You're not allowed to bring anything defective, as we learned already, for karbonis, for anything to do with the mizbeach. Loy olo leho oil. Again, should not a yoke has not gone upon the on the parah. Kshem sheparuk maleim oil shamayim. Just like they have, again, this represents their lacking, that they have removed from them the yoke of heaven. So you're representing by a parah which is red, which also represents that has not have a yoke on it, doesn't want to accept the yoke. And that is a lozer akoyin, you bring it to a lozer the koyin. Before Rashi said the mitzvah is bizgan. So Ramesh Darshan explains, kshem shenikalu al arim, shehu koyin, las is ha'egel. So also, just like they gathered onto Arin, to who is the Kohen, which is Kohen, to make the Egel, so also, we need to be fixed by the Kohen, or the Kohen has to burn it, to correct it. So this is, also this L'chayre represents the negative, just like L'leho oil, and they're just like they went to Arin, so here they're going to Elozer is doing this. Because this is made to bring back to its holiness, to its original state. But this is, since this is done through Arin, because Arin did the Egel. So, because Arin did the Egel itself, and I mean, I guess the bottom line is we want to make him Tamima again through this service. We don't do the Aveda through Arin himself. So we want it because the criticizer cannot, the prosecution cannot become the defense. We don't want Eliezer HaKoyen, we don't want Arin himself. So that's why we do it to the Sgan Koyen, we do it through Eliezer HaKoyen. Because after all, through this Aveda, we're bringing in Shlemus to the Yidden that were defective through the Sin of Degel. The Sarah Hasapara, that also equates Kshem Shinisra of Egel, just like the Egel was burnt. So basically, this service is taking place like the other service. Like the Aveda, this is similar. So over there they burnt it, so they're burning here too. Eitz Erez, Ve'ezoi, Vushnitzel. So you're throwing in the three things, a cedar, wood, and a hyssop, a grass, and a wool, Shnitzel. A crimson wool, a wool colored crimson, you throw into the fire. So Rashi Shloisha minim halolu, the reason for these three types is connected, they correspond to the Shloishas Alfa Ish Naflu Be'egel, correspond to the 3,000 people that fell by the Egel, by the golden calf. The Erez hu hagavoya mikol ha'ilonis, and the Erez. See, now I'm just thinking, because the Yidden were 603,000, so technically, in both of the counts that took place after the Egel and also later on in Bamidbar that we learned earlier, in both cases they were 603,000, as we spoke, and 550. But Vemis and the Yidden were 606,000, because we're saying that 3,000 died in the Egel, right? And the Chilik, by when they went on Mitzrayim, over there it says Kishesh Meiz, there's like 600,000, so there was... I'm just taking into account those of the 3,000. So Trashi Ve'erez hu hagavoya mikol ha'ilonis. The cedar is the one that is taller than all trees, and the ezev and the hisav nafu mikulam. It's smaller than all. It's a very small, low. No, it's the smallest. It's the grass kind. It's not the smallest grass, or it's the smallest kind of a tree. I don't know what it's called. Smaller, lowest of all. Lowest of all what? Of all trees? But Ezev is not even a tree. It's but it's, can it be it's the lowest grass? It's not the lowest grass probably either. There's anyways, Namach Bekulam from all the other kinds, but we're trying, supposed to represent Simon, that's a sign, Shahagavoya Shinizga Vechoto, that the one who is tall and he was arrogant and he sinned, Yashpilas Atzmeki Ezev, he needs to lower himself, just like the hisef, the telas, and also like the telas, like the worm. It's called a worm. It's like a piece of wool. Even though it's called, it's a piece of wool, but it's made like a worm, and that's why it's called telas. So that represents a worm. So he should lower himself like a hisef, like a worm, and then he will be atoned for. The mishmeres. So it says you should put away the mishmeres. The main nida should be for a mishmeres. Dr. Ashley mishmeres. Just like the sin of the eagle is guarded for generation for punishment, there is no time when Hashem remembers. When Hashem remembers for the bad, for a punishment, that doesn't remember also the eagle. That in day I will remember again. And Rashi already brought out before with regards to the Meraglim, when Hashem promised, when Hashem made the Shavuot that he's not going to go into the Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem had this in mind before also, and Hashem just waited for them until the Chet of the Meraglim. So over there, it's again, it's really connected to the Chet of the Meraglim. Kashem Shaha Egel Tima Kol Ha'iskimboi. Just like the calf defiled all those who occupied itself in it, because I guess that was Aved Zorah, and Aved Zorah is Metame. Kach Pora Metame Kol Ha'iskim Boy, also the Pora makes everybody who occupies himself Tame, because we learned before, Ha'iskim Boy, I guess the only exception we had before was the one that sprinkles it, actually, but the one that carries it, the one that touches it, and the one that soref it, we learned before, and the one that throws it into the fire, everybody becomes Tame. Like they were purified with the ashes from the calf, because it says that he sprinkled it on the water and then he gave it to drink to the Bnei Yisrael. They were became Torah. I mean, they died from it. I mean, a lot of the Rashi said before that it depends if they were warned, you know, the different deaths that took place at that time. But apparently that's considered the tarim, because their death is the tarim. In Rashi Perik Lamed Beis Posik Chof, it says Vayozer, and he spread out the ashes. Vayashkes Bnei Yisrael Niskamen Lebeitim Kisoyta Sholish Misus Nedoyni Im Yeshom Eidim Asro B'Sayif Kimishpatan Shiren Dachas Shemirum Eidim Beloy Asro B'Magefa Shenema V'Yigav Shem Zom Loy Eidim Beloy Asro B'Hadroikom Shebotkum Amayim V'Tzovu B'Tneim. So the ones that were didn't have no witnesses and no warning, they were checked by the water that he sprinkled the ashes in them. So apparently that was the tahara, and the same thing over here. The ashes are the one that matar kach v'lok chol atomim afas reifes achatus. Pasuk Aleph. Now we're going to do chapter 20, pasuk verse 1, perik chav pasuk Aleph. Vayevoyu bnei Yisrael kol ha'edo. It's interesting, now we finish with the story that took place in the desert right after they left. We went to Chatzeres, we went. There's a discussion I see in the Mefarshim, I saw like in the Sifse Chachomim, he brings down in the beginning of Koirach, he brings down when Rashi says over there by the story of Korach, he says that the story of Korach, this is Chachamim says, took place before the story of the Meraglim. And what's the proof for that? Because in Rashi, in Eilu Dvorim, right in the beginning of Dvorim, when the Pasuk mentions over there, and these are the stuff that took place, he mentions all different places, he says Chatzeres. And Chatzeres, Rashi writes over there, Chatzeres refers to the machlokes of Korach, is the issue of Korach. Now we know they went from Chatzeres, they went to Poran. And we know the Meraglim, he sent them a Midbar Poran. So therefore, the Sifrei Chachamim says that according to Rashi, the story of Korach really took place in Chatzeres, as Rashi says over there in Dvorim. And later on, the story of the Meraglim happened in Midbar Poran. That took place after the story of the story of Korach. And that's his proof, because Rashi says Chatzeres is the story of Korach. But what we learned in the Rashi in Parshas Korach, we realized that Rashi says in the words of Dost of Aviram back to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were saying to him, what does Rashi say over there? Rashi says, Elo gazarta aleinu bamidbar hazeh ibl pigrechem. So Dostum and Aviram were referencing something that took place in the Gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Meraglim. So that means that the story of Korach took place after the story of Meraglim, because he's referencing what took place before the Meraglim. So it's mashma from the Rashi that the story of Korach comes after the story of the Meraglim. Because really, we have to understand what pushed Rashi to explain in Dvarim, Chatzedes, that it talks about Korach. Maybe because Midbar part was next to Chatzedes, and maybe even though it took place later on, in Midbar Parim, we can still call it Hashem Chatzedes. I'm not so sure. I may have to look through more these Eichoches, this proof. Because from this Rashi, it almost sounds clearly that Korach took place after the Meraglim. But no matter what, either way, Midbar Parim, Chatzedes, this all took place then. That was a stop at this point. And now we're going to jump over to a long time later, 38 years later, as we'll see soon in the Rashi. Pasuk Aleph. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael kol ha'edah. So the b'nei Yisrael, the entire community, came to Midbar Tzin. They came to the desert of Tzin now. The different deserts had different names. Midbar Tzin we had before, that was when they went out of Mitzrayim, Midbar Paran, Midbar Tzin, and other names that we had. We also had a Midbar Shur we had. There's a Midbar Moyav in Dvorim. There's a... So when did they come? When did the Kolei come to Midbar Tzin? They came to Bachodesh Harishon. They came there in the first month. What is the first month? The first month is Nisan. Pasuk doesn't say it was the month of Nisan, Bachodesh Harishon. It doesn't tell you what day of the month it was over here. We'll see as we go along in Rashi. Vayeshev ha'om b'kodesh, and the people settled in Kodesh. Vatomas shom Miriam, and Miriam dies over there. Vatikaber Shom, and she's buried over there. And she's buried where? In the Midbar Tzin in Kodesh. Kodesh. Kodesh is a Kodesh, and Kedesh, you know, is a very popular place, and we find it in different places. But in any event, Rashi says here, Kol Ha'edo, what does it mean, the Kol Ha'edo? It doesn't say just Vayavoy B'nei Yisrael Midbar Tzin. Edo Hashlema. The entire whole community, meaning Shekvar Mesu Mesim Midbar, that all those who are going to die in the desert have already died. The Elu Parshu Lachayim, and these have been separated for life. These are going to be living. So, Vatomas Shom Miriam, and Miriam dies over there. Now, Lama Nismacha Parshas Misas Miriam Le Parshas Parah Aduma. Why is the portion that deals with the death of Miriam brought close to the Parshas Parah Aduma? This was so many years later. So, even though this may be, again, I'm trying to figure, is this the chronological order from this point and on? Because there's a whole skip over here, whatever happened those years in between. But still, in the end, we have a story that took place many years later, and it's quite close to the Mrs. Miriam. It's interesting, we just dealt, you know, Miriam... wasn't really. Where do we encounter Miriam mainly? We encounter Miriam when it comes to the Shiras Hayam. That's where Miriam, that she Vatan Miriam, that she took the Shiras Hayam. And we also just encountered Miriam right before the story with the Meraglim. In the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, right? We have the story that everybody waited for Miriam and she got the Tzaraz, that Miriam spoke against her brother. I mean, that was right before the story at the end of Bahaloscha. And then you have Shlach, Korach, and now in Chukas already, we're talking already about the death of Miriam. But why is it come close to the portion of Parah Aduma? Loi Maloch, this is to teach you, my korbonis mechaprin, does like our korbonis will atone. Avmisus tzadikim mechaperes, also the death of the tzadikim would atone. So the misa of tzadikim will atone. The korbanos atone for people, that's when we bring korbanos. When a tzaddik dies, it atones. And the Alter Rebbe in Tanya has a whole explanation to show specifically the connection to the Parah Aduma. Even though we're saying my korbanos mechaprin, right? All korbanos are mechaprin. But from all the korbanos, the Parah Aduma is not the regular korban bechlal. Because you didn't bring the blood on the mizbeach and everything else, you burnt the entire cow outside. It wasn't the usual way. How come the Torah chooses, if we're trying to save Makorbanos Mechaprin, why did the Torah choose Davka Parah Aduma to bring close? What is the significance behind Mrs. Miriam being close to the Parah Aduma that is being burned? And the Rebbe brings out, that it has to do specially with the Poraduma, because it's done on the outside, that the atonement for the tzaddik reaches even to the level of the chutz, as the Alter Rebbe explains over there. But Thomas Shom Miriam, and Miriam dies, there's a Ktrashi Avhi bin Shiko Meso. Also she died, bin Shiko. Rashi is saying Avhi, because later on when we're going to learn about Moshe and Aaron, her brother and her sister, it says over there, in both places, it says Al Pi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem. Here it just says she died. It doesn't say Batikover, but Thomas Shomiram, Batikover Shom. It doesn't say Al Pi Hashem that she died, but Thomas Shomiram Al Pi Hashem, like it says over there. But Rashi says Avhi bin Shika Mesa. She too died bin Shika with a kiss. So why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem then, like it says by Moshe and it says by Aaron? She'ein ederach kovet shel ma'ilu. For it's not nice for Hashem to speak about Hashem, about a woman, to say Al Pi Hashem. Uba'arin nemar Al Pi Hashem. By Aaron it does say Pi Hashem in Eila Masi, Bamid Lamad Gimel Lamad Ches. It says Al Pi Hashem. With regards to Aaron, it says in Perik Lamad Gimel Pasuk Lamad Ches, Vayal Aaron Akoyen Al Hayr Hahor Al Pi Hashem. Doesn't say Demisa Al Pi Hashem. Still, Rashi feels, Rashi says here, if it would have said Al Pi Hashem, it doesn't say Demisa was Al Pi Hashem. It just says he went up to the mountain Al Pi Hashem. So if it would say Vayeshev Am B'Kodesh, and it would have somehow said Al Pi Hashem over there, that would have been a not a kavus for Milo. But B'Hashem, B'Aaron, it says Pi Hashem. With regards to Aaron, I don't think the Pasuk says also Pi Hashem, but Rashi and Bamidbar Perikhov, Pasuk Chavov, it says, Rashi says that, that Chomad Moshe Loisa Misa, and then it says in Dvorim Lam Beis, it says Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha. So just like over there, so maybe because the Pasuk says Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, that he also died by Misa's Neshika. What exactly the Mrs. Neshika means is also, it's like a very, you know, a close, maybe it's a revelation of Hashem of some sort, which Hashem is very close to you in a very special way, it looks like. Pasuk Beis. So there was no water for the community to drink, and they gathered Moshe and Aaron. What happened over here all of a sudden? From here we know they had the well in the Zchus of Miriam, and now that Miriam died, so there is no more well, so there is no more water, so they're now stuck without water. So they gather again on Moshe Aaron. Pasuk Gimel, Bayorav Ha'ami Moshe. So they quarreled with Moshe, Vayemru Leimer, and they said to him, Velugavanu Bigvachen Lifnei Hashem. We wish we would have died with the death of our brothers before Hashem. What did we die? They died in the Midbar. We'll say, we wish that we would have expired, we would have died. Bigva Achenu, B'misas Achenu, with the death of our brother, Badever, in the plague. When was the plague? This Dever is talking after the Machlokes of Korach in Bamidbar Perik Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Daled, it says, "Vayiyu hamesim b'magefar bo asur elof u'shva meis." So they had 14,700 people that died. That's when the Leinu Kol Hadas Yisrael Memocharos. So I think that's the devil. That's the machloikis. That's what he. That's what Rashi is referring to. They wish they would have died in the devil, in that plague. Also, by the pasuk in by the Maraglim, Hashem threatens them when they said, Hashem says, "I kenu badever ve'edishenu ve'esa ischalugoy godel va'otzum." So Hashem says he will be mocking them badever. But there the pasuk says specifically that Hamanoshi mitziyeh dibas ha'aretz roba magefuf Hashem, that was the just the people that spoke that spoke against Hashem. Those were the meraglim that died in the magefa. Okay, Lomad, so from here you can learn Shemisas Tzoma Meguna Mimeno, that the death of thirst is worse than even than the plague. Begva Zokta Shem Dovru, maybe Misas Achenu, like in the death of our brothers. It's not the act of dying, but it's the death of our brothers. And you cannot explain it that when our brothers died, when they died, not with the type of death that they died, not at the time that they died. Dimkein hayaloi linoke. Then it should have said not bigva nor bigoiva at the time that the goyva. Pasuk dalet. V'lomo havesem eskal Hashem. Why did you bring the community of Hashem elamidbar hazeh? Why did you bring the community to this desert? Lomus shom to die over there. Anachnu v'yireinu, we and our cattle and our livestock. Here we know that the Yidden had plenty of livestock, right? Because they're complaining that they're gonna die and be yireinu. So they have their livestock over there. So now they're complaining after all these years in the desert. Why did he bring us up here? Posikei v'lom el yisunim in Mitzrayim. Why did you bring us up from Mitzrayim? L'hovi yisona l'mokim aro hazeh, to bring us in such a bad place. L'mikoyim zera, it's not a place where you can sow se'ena and dates v'gefen and vines v'ribayin and pomegranates v'mayimayin lishtis, and there is no water to drink. So they were promised the te'ena gefen ribayin, and there's nothing to drink. Posik vav, v'yovei meshiv adem ibnei hakol pesach el moyed. So Moshe and Aaron, even though before it doesn't mention Aaron, it just says they gathered around Moshe, it says before. It says, Vayikol al Moshe v'al Aaron. I'm sorry, take that back. It says v'al Aaron. So Moshe and Aaron came ibn Yaakov, becomes a community, al Pesach oil Moyed, to the entrance of oil Moyed, Vayipla al Pneim, and they fell on their faces, Vayirakved Hashem aleihem, and the glory of Hashem appeared to them. Now, is this Takeh, the question becomes, happened after the death of Miriam or before the death of Miriam? So far, we don't have it clear. Rashi just said before Lomanismecha, which almost mashma that maybe it should be later, not right there.